You are tuned to Radio Ukraine International. Next in line is Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events that took place in this country over the past week.
More than 400 civilians suffered in the result of the armed Donbas conflict since the beginning of 2017. Principal Deputy Chief Monitor of the OSCE Special Monitoring Mission to Ukraine, Alexander Hoog, claimed this at the briefing at the Ukrainian Crisis Media Center in Kyiv on Friday.
The OSCE Special Monitoring Mission to Ukraine recorded 5,892 ceasefire violations. That brings the total so far this year to over 325,000 ceasefire violations. Almost 27,000 of those ceasefire violations were caused by proscribed weapons. Weapons that should have been withdrawn beyond lines agreed by the sides in Minsk a long time ago. The number of civilian casualties confirmed by the OSCE Special Monitoring Mission so far this year now stands at over 400.
Alexander Hoog. Meanwhile, Serhiy Kislytsa, Ukraine's deputy foreign minister, spoke at the United Nations Security Council debate about the recruitment of the local youth by Russian-backed militants to fight in the Donbas. According to the permanent mission of Ukraine to the UN, it was the debate on children and armed conflicts. The Ukrainian diplomat said that according to the UN Human Rights Monitoring Mission to Ukraine, 90 boys and 47 girls have died since the start of the Russian aggression. He also reminded that 80 children were killed as a result of the downing of the Malaysian Airlines plane MH17 with a Russian missile. Almost 70 children have been injured in the Donbas conflict zone because of mines. We should not forget that there are thousands of children in Ukraine whose lives have been seriously damaged as a result of the war caused by the neighboring country, which is ironically a permanent member of this council, the Ukrainian diplomat said. Furthermore, according to non-governmental organizations, there have been more than 80 cases when children are recruited in the uncontrolled part of the Donetsk and Luhansk regions. The OSCE, not Ukraine, reports that illegal armed formations in eastern Ukraine do not allow young men to leave Donetsk and forcibly recruit them to military units that can be compared to trafficking in human beings, Serhiy Kislytsa said. Meanwhile, pro-Russian separatists keep shelling the Ukrainian positions in Donbas along the whole contact line.
You are listening to Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events that took place in this country over the past week.
International investors should take a look at Ukraine and the opportunities that it offers. Volodymyr Groysman, Ukraine's prime minister, said this during a Ukrainian-Canadian business forum held in Toronto. According to him, there has never been a better time to invest in Ukraine.
Подивіться саме сьогодні абсолютно по-новому на Україну. Проаналізуйте реальний стан справ в країні. Якщо ви приймете рішення інвестувати в Україну, я переконаний в тому.
Look at Ukraine in a new way. Analyze the real state of affairs in Ukraine. And if you make a decision to invest in Ukraine, I am convinced that along with thousands of companies working in Ukraine today, you will succeed together with Ukraine. We will continue to unify our legislation with the European law. We will continue to modernize institutions, including legal ones. Today, we have begun a rather serious reform of the judicial system, and we want to do everything to ensure that the justice system meets all high European standards, said Volodymyr Groysman. We highly value our relations. They are absolutely strategic. I would like to thank you for your support for Ukraine in the context of the Russian aggression, support for our territorial integrity, Volodymyr Groysman claimed. Justin Trudeau assured that Canada will always be on the Ukrainian side, whether it is the Russian armed aggression or any other global sphere. During the meeting, Groysman and Trudeau also discussed priorities of Canada's G7 presidency in 2018. It was agreed that during the forthcoming G7 summit in June 2018, the Ukrainian issue will be considered both in the context of strengthening security and peace, as well as in the coordination of international support for Ukrainian reforms. Ukraine's Prime Minister had a two-day official visit to Canada from the 31st of October till the 1st of November.
This is Radio Ukraine International and Ukrainian Diary.
The Ukrainian delegation attended Saudi Arabia with a working visit. My colleague Taras Chechko has the floor.
Cooperation in the defense sector, agreements on the provision of the technologies from Ukraine with the participation of Saudi Arabia's investments, and preparation of appropriate contracts have been in the focus of a series of meetings among high officials of the two countries. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko will give details.
Ми фактично завершили обговорення і готові до підписання угода про співпрацю в галузі оборони.
We have actually finalized the discussion and are ready to sign an agreement on cooperation in the defense field. I can emphasize the fact that two extremely important and large contracts in the field of military and technical cooperation are being implemented now. Ukraine and Saudi Arabia are fully satisfied with their implementation. I can say that now we are demonstrating a huge progress in the cooperation in the field of aircraft construction, and our aircraft Antonov 132D is now in Saudi Arabia, said Petro Poroshenko. An Antonov aircraft was presented during the visit in the framework of reaching an agreement on the serial mutual production of such aircrafts. Among other plans of cooperation between the two countries, there is a project on the development of intercity infrastructure in Ukraine with the attraction of Saudi Arabian investments. An agreement on cooperation in the agrarian sector has also been signed.
You are tuned to Radio Ukraine International and Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events that took place in this country over the past week.
American journalist and Pulitzer Prize-winning author Anne Applebaum has been honored with the 2017 Antonovich Foundation Award. The annual Omeliana and Tatiana Antonovich Foundation Award is given for literary works written in Ukrainian and for research on Ukrainian studies. Over the past three decades, the Antonovich Foundation presented more than 60 awards. Anne Applebaum's new book, Red Famine, Stalin's War on Ukraine, covers the 1930s genocide in Ukraine and how it has impacted the history and modern politics of the state. The artificially engineered famine, which became known as the Holodomor, a Ukrainian word meaning death by hunger, killed millions of Ukrainians. Stalin's Soviet regime used famine as a weapon to murder millions of innocent men, women and children in an attempt to destroy the Ukrainian nation. It was one of the most tragic episodes in the history of Ukraine, and Applebaum believes that the genocide continues to shape the thinking of Ukrainians and Russians to this day.
Even three generations later, many of contemporary Ukraine's political problems can be traced directly back to the loss of that first post-revolutionary patriotic elite and to the mass murder and displacement of so many rural Ukrainians. In 1933, the men and women who would have led the country, the people who they would have influenced and who would have influenced others were abruptly removed from the scene. The structure of the countryside was turned upside down, village councils replaced by party committees, churches destroyed, church bells melted. Worse, I think that those who led Ukraine in the aftermath of the famine and the mass arrest, those who knew the stories and some of whom had witnessed some of the scenes that I have just described, were frightened by what they'd seen into silence and obedience. They were taught to be wary and careful. They were cowed by fear and by the knowledge that that kind of hunger and that kind of terror could be repeated.
Anne Applebaum.
And with that, we end Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events that took place in this country over the past week.